Hello and welcome to another episode of the Plus 63 HP Podcast Reviews Edition. I'm one of your hosts, John Clemente. Alongside with me are two of my best friends. I'll start with the man with the pink headset, Chabox. How are you doing?
Hello, hello. Sorry for the light. I am down another ring light, but I'm happy to be here with my buddies.
Also with us, waking up or staying up at an ungodly hour in his time zone, is Arnie. How are you doing, Arnie?
Hello, I woke up in an ungodly hour, but I'm good. Ready to talk Avatar.
Yes, and as mentioned, we are reviewing and diving deep into the second half of the seemingly the first season of Avatar The Last Airbender live action out on Netflix. So episodes 5, 6, 7, and 8. If you haven't seen the show, watch it, and then come back here. Or pause this, go watch it, come back here. We have the first half in a previous episode, and we're going to wrap up first season and the second half in this episode. So, quick housekeeping. If this is your first time here, welcome. We have a stable of podcasts for your entertainment. We are on youtube.com/plus63hp, where on Mondays and Tuesdays, we try to drop a review of a particular show or movie that has recently come out, so you can be informed whether you should watch it with your friends and your family. On Wednesdays, we drop our D&D show, where a bunch of 40-year-olds play their very, very first D&D campaign. We record it and then put it out on YouTube for posterity. Thursdays, we typically drop a curation of clips, featurettes, trailers, for content that we'll be dropping soon. And we give it a plus or minus depending on how hype we are for that type of content. And on occasion, Chabox and our other best friend, RJ, does a second D&D campaign where they play bad guys. So we try to fill in your week with multiple shows for your viewing pleasure. And we'd love it if you'd like and subscribe to the channel. And if you'd like to interact with us, we're on all of the socials, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The handle is at plus63hp. And if you do not want to watch our faces, you can just listen to us while you're working or you're doing your chores. We prefer Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon, but we're in everything. And most importantly, if you want to join us while we record over the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays from 9:30 Eastern to around 12:30 Eastern mornings, and 10:30 Philippine time to around 1 o'clock Philippine time, join us in Twitch, plus twitch.tv/plus63hp. Now, housekeeping is over. Before we dive into episode by episode and provide our ratings, let's just do initial reactions for the second half of Avatar The Last Airbender. Chabox, let's start with you.
I really enjoyed it. It was a big step up for me from the last one. I think I was the lowest one last time. I gave it a 7. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think this one was a lot better done. Some issues with how it ends. Maybe the climax, but... and one actor in particular that really I didn't vibe with, but... aside from that, I really enjoyed it. And my scene of the series is in, I think, episode 5 or 6. But anyways, but yeah, I really liked it. And my critique about the cuts, there's still some, but it's a lot less here than the first 4 episodes.
They're learning how to do it. I'll do mine before I pass it on to Arnie. We're the opposite. I got a little bit more bored the second half, considering that they had different. More action. Right? It's weird, right? So I didn't realize it until I think episode 7, when Aang mentioned that, you know, he went on a journey to learn all of the other bendings. And then I realized, like, he has not learned anything at all. He has not practiced anything at all. He hasn't done anything.
Nobody was... You learn from a master, and he hasn't found one.
Exactly. That's just kind of like my overarching method. Like all of the main things about the season doesn't really go like he needs to go here, but to always stop. So that kind of harks to him helping out everybody.
But that's
I
also the
just
issue. That's also an issue in the series. Like, you've been going over and you haven't learned anything.
100%. And I think that's his character too. That was built in his character. He's different from all of the other avatars too, especially we'll talk about that episode by episode every time he speaks to them. I think it's because apart from maybe episode six, I really enjoyed episode six. That was like I think my favorite episode of the season. But apart from that, the acting has really, really shown. Like it wore down on me now that I've seen it like straight up. Ooh, like I even tried to watch Cormier, the Aang's interview in the Tonight Show. It's like, oh, he's just not one. Not only are they kids, but even if they're kids, they're really not charismatic at all.
It's their first one, talaga.
Yeah, it's that you can really see. Plus, he's Canadian, or most of them are Canadian, so I think they haven't really had that ingrained.
I think we need to give them some slack as a one. It's not like, especially for him, I don't think he was looking to act until they found him. You know what I mean? It's like they found him specifically for this character. It's not like he was the one auditioning and having roles in other stuff. So I think he deserves some slack.
And
I don't think he was the weakest. I think Katara's weaker than him,
Katara is
acting
the weakest.
wise.
I think now, well, in the first half, I thought Katara was okay. In the second half, when specifically when she started trying to like have a bigger voice and be more excited about her bending, it's like, oof, okay, it's really being highlighted. But I mean, that's the weakness of any child actor. But we have
And then
like Netflix
you
has
have
shown us
Sokka
really, really good.
bouncing back and forth. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
And again,
Sokka.
that's the thing too. It's like we have particularly for me, the reason why I think this acting wise and I think pacing wise was a lot weaker than me, but a lot of people have been comparing Avatar season one versus Percy Jackson season one, because they were saying like, how come Disney Plus it's half hour, Netflix is an hour, Disney doesn't know how to use their budget, etc. They have approximately the same budget, so but one, no, Percy Jackson had 15 million, Avatar: The Last Airbender has 20 million per episode, so but that's the big comparison. But that's the other side where Percy Jackson, Stranger Things. There's a lot of shows with kids that I typically don't like watching, but they have really, really, really strong actors carrying the series. And then you have this where, okay, it's new.
Well,
So, but
for
that's always the pitfall.
Percy, I think most of them are actors, talay.
No, I
Most
mean,
of
I'm
them are
saying
actors,
it's
and
the same thing. Like it.
no, it's easier to cast something like Percy because you're going off a book. There's no real image
I
of them.
totally, you're arguing yourself. This would be a lot easier if you have actual people who have
No, it's hard.
acted
It's
the things that they needed to do. It's an animation. So you have, if you're
no.
talking about bases, there's bases.
It's harder to find somebody that has an image already. You see, you have someone that you've seen the cartoon that's been acted and
Oh, no,
emoted
yeah.
and
Well,
acting, and you're getting somebody to look like that instead of a book where you're just basing off a description. It's
no, I
easy.
mean, I again, when you think about that statement again next time, it's the same thing because you can change, you can be true to the book, you can gender bend, you can do whatever that you want. Maybe it's a little bit more difficult with Avatar, but are you basically saying there's no Asian kids that can play, can act well as kids?
Well, why didn't they use
So,
them then?
well, I
If
mean,
they
I think it's
were, I
just,
think it's
I
harder
think
to get
they,
somebody like that.
again, it's always hard to cast. It's not the
No, but
first series
you
with.
don't think it's harder to cast for an animated live action than a book?
No, I
I
think
think it
everything is
is
the same.
I think it's harder because from the reactions of people from anime live actions, It's been harder to cast them than we've been doing books
translations. The reaction from... is bad if the acting is bad. If the results are good, I think they wouldn't mind. I think they were much more truer to
but it's,
the anime.
That's my point. It's been harder to cast. It's harder to cast something.
I will vehemently agree because in the end, this is the job of a casting director to pick.
Yeah, but why do you think it's been harder to have a good live action actors? Is it because all of their casting sucks?
No, or I mean, it's just because... like one, making shows is difficult. It's
but generally live action series haven't fared as well as others. Why have that?
I think any adaptation, very few adaptations have really hit out for me, have really hit that high mark. I mean,
prior to the MCU, anything that crosses over media is hard. We've had fan casting, but didn't pan out, or casting that was like controversial that worked out.
That was I listened to the Ringerverse for reviews after a series, and that's one of their main conversation too. Is like, is it because we have a previous is it harder to adapt versus make your own version of something only because there is a preconceived notion of either visuals or stories?
It's always hard.
It's always hard, but I mean that's
I think
not
it's harder if it's if there's a visual and there's an audio rather than a book.
Anime and video game casting is always hard because
it's harder than a book. Because a book, if you make it a book, if you make it good, people will come. If an anime and if there's already something visual and audio, even if you make it good, if the fans don't like the feel of it or if they don't think it's the same, it's gonna be harder.
Sure, but I mean, if you really want to be critical, if you look at One Piece, which we all love, apart from race, right? They took a lot when we look at Sanji, right? That's a wig. He's a white dude. Like, you can make a person look like your anime character and sound not necessarily. It becomes the look and becomes the sound depends on how they acted. So if they're good enough,
people will have a lot more. I'm just saying it's harder an anime.
This way. Back in the day when they first casted Peter Dinklage as Tyrion, a lot of people complained that, he's too good looking to be the imp. And then he acted, and everybody.
Exactly.
Like,
it's, I know, that's what I'm saying. It's just Wolverine. Harder when there's a visual.
It's harder.
A visual.
Especially
when it's a kid, then you limit your cast.
Back. Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be harder
I think we're going off topic.
I think you've agreed already.
People are giving their personal opinion about something that the factual is. It's not a good show. It was not written properly, acted well enough. There's usually, if the pacing was good, maybe the acting would have been helped. Or if they were very, very charismatic actors, maybe they could have carried the story. All in all here, there's not a lot of strength to make this, for me, a top-tier show. It's not a bad show, because in the end, it's still entertaining.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it's harder for a live action.
This is my opinion. I'm saying, this is my chance to tell you, I'm saying that it is not a bad show. I'm not saying what yours and you're saying. You're saying it's difficult. I'm saying my opinion of this is the second half was a lot worse for me than the first half because the acting has worn on me. The pacing has not won me over. I wasn't a super giant fan of the show. So even when I was watching it and things, the stories were happening real time, I was getting surprised. Like, I forgot that happened. So I didn't realize that was the thing. So I was actually, a more blank state than more people that have been... big, big fans, like the very, very vocal fans.
I wasn't a fan of Avatar.
Yeah. I just at during a certain point where it's like, all right, there was a highlight, really, really enjoyed episode 6. Even the CGI was really, really good with the monsters and the masks and whatever. It was like really good with that. But as we progress, like, all right, it's weaker than the first half. And then the first half was good, but, you know, again, side by side, like, closest analog One Piece side by side, okay, not as good. But even like Percy Jackson, which we reviewed, like, a lot of people are, at least on TikTok, I've been seeing a lot of people enjoying Avatar way, way, way more than Percy Jackson. And for me, I just can't see it. It's just one of those things also. Where.
No, I'm just saying, what I was saying only with you, I think we're going to be on the same level when we're reviewing this series. I'm just saying that I gave. No, I'm just saying me and Jung will probably agree on the rating and our overall score. I'm just saying that I gave a little pass on the acting of the kids because it's harder to cast on an adaptation like this. That's all.
I gave a pass. I give kids a general pass because it's very, very rare to have a Walker Scoville. Like, very rare. Yes. Like, it's very rare to have him to carry a show for kids. And then apart from that, sure, like the Stranger Things people were great. You know, there's a few child or younger actors here or there that have carried the show. But I don't do the, I'm not giving it like the full pass, whether it's, I give you more of a pass if it's anime or less of a pass if it's a book. For me, it's like, it's difficult period, whether it is original, whether it is book, whether it's animation, it's, for me, it's all difficult, right? But anyway, Arnie, you can do your initial reactions and go straight into your synopsis.
Well, I guess I'm more of the easier to be pleased person. I actually like the second half. Kid actors. I mean, I'm not asking for Oscar performances. At least they cared enough about the characters to really
care. I think Ang got the energy, if not the action.
Yeah,
it was Katara that really.
Sokka. Sokka
in and out. Some scenes he's okay.
I have a different beef with Sokka.
Some scenes.
Well, okay, let's put it this way. I've never seen these kids in other things before, so I give them a pass. It's almost like your first at bat.
Mm-hmm.
You take one or you swing away. It's up, you know. Besides, up to the coach.
We got Zaddy Ozai and Iroh.
Iroh is the best.
Iroh.
I was surprised with Daniel Day-Kim. With Ozai.
Daniel Day-Kim is.
Come on.
Again, a lot of people having issues with that also.
Also,
with Ozai.
I did not know. Again, I researched this after I saw the season. I did not know that Iroh was younger.
Yes.
than Ozai. Daniel Day-Kim. Oh my God, blew my mind. I would say, like, sabi ni Uncle Iroh, like, oh, he's been my idol. He paved the way for, you know, us Asian American men. So I've been following him. So, like, wait, what? And then he was like, oh, you didn't know? Daniel is older than me. It doesn't look like it. I look like 30 years old. It's like, blew my mind.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So,
yeah, he's 51, again, like, no? 55 si Daniel like, Day-Kim.
Yeah, 51 si Daniel Day-Kim in.
No, 55. Daniel Day-Kim is 55. Si Mr. Kim is 51.
51, yeah. But yeah, I think the adult actors, even Zhao, see Miles from Lost,
Leung, right? Leung.
Yeah, some Leung. They carried, you know, the roles that they
he's
have.
He's the one I have an issue with.
Oh, he's the one you have an issue with. Okay,
I don't know. Well, there's some of the lines. I don't know. It's like he's delivering it like this, and then there's just a jump like that. It's not like it's bad acting. It's just not. I don't know. For me, it's just not. There's not. He wasn't building up to go like that. It was just like, and then fuck, and then fuck. And I was like, did you say that line like that? Like, oh my God! Especially when he was in the last episode. Anyways, go.
Well, I mean, for me, I mean, jumping on the it's difficult to cast, difficult to make. Anytime that there's an adaptation, I really, really set my bars low, so that I don't get disappointed, especially with Avatar because of what happened the
The first one.
The first movie, the movie that came out, but you know, the kid got bullied to hell and he quit, and,
Stopped acting. Yeah.
Stopped acting, and you know, for all we know, you know, he's kind of like the whole Jar Jar Binks and Jake Lloyd issue. You know, fandoms need to chill. Seriously, if it's bad, it's bad. It is what it is.
I don't
but
know.
Don't bully the actors.
I can't
don't
tell what
bully
happened
the
with
actors.
Them, but I think the best way would have been just keep going, right? I don't know. Like,
Yeah.
if you have more stuff. But then again, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know what
I mean,
happened in their life. How much bullying. I mean, what if even every day somebody got their phone and been bugging them? So it's,
yeah.
Well,
well, it's
especially
hard,
these
but.
days. Especially these days. But I mean, considering what happened with Hayden Christensen, I hated this Anakin when it first came out.
Oh.
And
It's just
then.
different when that's the double-edged sword of fandom. You have a
Yeah.
built-in base of people that will support you because they love the source material. But
Yeah.
also, again, this it's usually a small a vocal minority is the one that is very
Exactly.
bullying. And but because the people that will shower you with praise will be less vocal.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
These actors can't.
Yeah, exactly. And with Hayden, I mean, he took some independent roles or some, you know, there's also some, you know, like Jumper was supposed to be his other franchise, but it didn't pan out.
It was good, but well, it didn't
It, you know, it didn't hit as hard as Anakin Skywalker. So he went away for a while. And then now, because of the Clone Wars cartoons, people have a more deeper appreciation for Anakin. So now he's back. He's getting more praise. He's getting the, you know, the flowers that he deserved even a long time ago. And then when I look back at the prequels, I mean, it's just George Lucas not really being a good director. But, you know, it's just oh, controversial.
It's very hard to make a movie. That's
hard.
Like there's more bad movies than good ones.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, we got so spoiled. And I say this with all the Star Wars as well, going back to Star Wars. Back when I was growing up, we only had the three movies, that stupid Ewok show, and maybe the Christmas special. So every time there's something new that comes out, whether it's good or bad, I appreciate it. So that's how I feel about this Avatar show. It's not One Piece. I actually like it better than Yu Yu Hakusho, but at least it's not Dragon Ball Evolution or the movie. So that's how I feel.
For me, I will attribute it. For me, I always attribute it the most to writing and directing.
Writing and directing.
Writing
yeah.
and directing.
For
no
me,
matter
like,
how.
For Star Wars, yeah, yes, Hayden Christensen wasn't great, but if the movie was better written,
yes.
He had the
he
look.
Have a lot of work with.
He had
again,
the look.
We'll
again,
discuss.
Yeah, I mean,
Natalie
Natalie Portman is one of the best actors in her generation. She worked with what she had
it
at
wasn't
that time.
A lot.
And
he didn't
and,
have anything to showcase.
And Padme was a better character.
And
in
the way
cartoons.
He was written like a stalker.
Exactly.
Like a creepy
again,
stalker. And then Natalie Portman fell for
but,
it. I mean, Padme.
The fandom bullied Jake Lloyd. They bullied Ahmed Best. They bullied Hayden. They never bullied, well, they didn't, but they probably did, but they never blamed George for it.
Yeah,
but he's
because,
the director.
Again, they don't want
he wrote everything. And then, of course, by the time that he felt the heat and all that stuff, and of course, some personal things happened in his life, so that's why he sold it. He's done with it.
We'll discuss this next week. But I mean, again, that's why I think it's writing and directing that makes everything.
Writing,
because,
directing, even in the show, I would even say editing.
Yeah,
because it's, you know,
like you watch again. We'll discuss it next week. But Dune is still the perfect example. So many changes, right? So many changes, but no one mind because the Dune fanboys aren't the ones like, why did you make the Harkonnens like that? They're not fat blobs. No, but everybody loved it because it made sense and it came out nice. you chopped
again,
so many things and you changed so many things. Nobody really minds because like, oh, it makes sense.
The difference is Denis Villeneuve cared about the source material.
Big fan.
Whereas M. Night Shyamalan did not care about the source. He just wanted to make a movie for his kids. And I bet his kids won't even watch that stupid ass movie. But again, it's not Dev Patel's.
They didn't even
fault.
Shave Dev Patel's hair.
I know. And it's not whoever the kid who played Aang's fault. It's M. Night Shyamalan. And that's why M. Night Shyamalan got a lot of heat. Anytime his name comes out on the trailer, people are like, oh, nope, not watching that.
Well, I mean, he's turned it around, but still.
Yes.
It took a while.
We saw a trailer, a teaser trailer last week of The Watchers, right? And that's
an M. Night
Shyamalan's daughter.
Daughter. But did she change her name?
She's not, she's not, she still uses Knight with a different last name, but she's now directing her own movies.
Well, so, The Watchers, how old we're watching it later.
God,
we didn't have one.
Damn.
Oh, we're watching it later.
Okay.
The Watchers. But
anyways, so let's go into the summary, man. Yep. Okay. So for me, episode 5 and 6, I feel like, because I haven't seen the anime, but I'm sure when I get there, if I watch the anime, episode 5 and 6 were probably filler episodes that had some weight to it. Because,
yeah, 5, I wasn't a fan of.
Yeah, Spirited Away and Masks. Basically, as they travel, I think it's a side quest. If you're an RPG fan, this is like one of those side quests. That, oh, there's this village that disappeared. And they found this kid. Ahsoka followed the kid. And turns out the kid's brother was missing. And the village, a lot of the people there went missing. And we found out that the Avatar always has 1 foot in the spirit world, because I guess that's also where they get their powers or something like that. Okay, makes sense. Aang meditates and then accidentally brings Sokka and Katara into the spirit world, and they get captured by a monster, Ko, voiced by the great George Takei.
George voice Takei. Is very familiar.
And then, but I did like the scene with his friend Gyatso.
Gyatso.
Because that hit hard, especially when you get older. Like, oh yeah, we'll always have time. And I'm like, nope, buddy. There's the time is. Even though
was it really Gyatso, or was he being tricked to?
No,
delay?
I think it was Gyatso. But okay. I think it's Gyatso's. But it's almost like those unfinished business ghosts.
Yeah, and he had to leave now. That's why he was sad now. But he was
waiting.
He was waiting to see if Aang
would visit him,
became an avatar, or visit him. So I think that's his unfinished business. He knew that Aang survived,
and
he's
I think
be the
he
avatar.
Only had one chance to see him. So that's like when Aang was like, "We'll do it later." He was like, I'm not going to be here anymore. But yeah, go save your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, for me, like, okay, you know that your time is limited. And it's not as if Aang solved the problem the next scene. No, it took a while for Aang to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. I would have just said, hey, buddy, to be quite honest, I'm not going to be back here. This is my last chance to talk to you. So any questions?
What I was thinking. So that's why I thought it was a trick, because if it was the real thing and it was going to be the last conversation, he might have given a little bit more hints, like, oh, it's maybe one more hug before we leave. This is the last
episode. But you know, it's one of those tropes, right?
He was trying to not show it because it would have been obvious. Yeah. Maybe Aang would have seen through.
You want to give pressure.
But plus it's your typical writing trope, right? Like, you know, it's a self-sacrifice. Okay, you're focused on your mission. All right, fine. You do it, whatever. Okay, so there's that. And, of course, the painful memory. So there's a little bit of more backstory for Ahsoka and Katara. We found out that her mom, or their mom, sacrificed herself to save Katara. And we found out that Ahsoka's dad was not really confident about Ahsoka. And, you know,
that was rough.
That hit hard.
I forgot that happened in the anime where
which
like
one?
You're so proud that you pass, and then when you like what?
They're like,
I'm not fit to lead.
You're pasang awa, basically, right? I mean,
from your dad too. Ooh,
yeah. So that's rough. And that monster's thing Actually,
I don't even think pasang
you
awa.
know,
I think he failed. They
no,
passed
I
it.
mean, because I think the uncle said, well, if it weren't for him, we wouldn't be out. And then the dad's like, well, if it weren't for him, we won't even be in that situation in the first place. Like, oh, okay. All right, dad. Okay. I mean, tell us how you really feel about your son. But anyways, like the monster feeds on your basically your
Worst
painful
memories.
worst memories, which is actually a good monster. Like that could be like a D&D monster
I'm
that
sure there
would
is
be hard to
something
kill,
like
right?
that.
Yeah. So there's that, and then of course, Aang comes out of meditation state or out of the spirit world. Well, you know, because the owl told him or something like that. And prior to that, a key moment too. Sokka, because they were all separated. Sokka found this wolf
A
that
fox, I
talked
think.
to
Is it the
him, or a
fox?
fox. Oh,
Fox.
yeah, I think it's a fox, which will be important later on. Because, you know, later on. But anyways, so Aang snaps out of the, you know, gets out of the spirit world, realizes that he needs to visit Avatar Roku in the Fire Nation. So he went to the Fire Nation, which leads us to episode 6. So Avatar Roku, you know, talked to Aang. He said that, yeah, you know, Kiyoshi is always very, very intense.
I like the
But
twist
it
here because
turns out,
you're thinking that anyway, Roku would be like
mean
Ozai
monster, right?
or
Yeah.
Shinzon, the original one, but then
Yeah.
he's the one most like Aang.
Yeah. And then the thing is that he was able to trick or steal something from Ko, the spirit, the evil spirit. So Aang was like, okay, you have to give me that totem because I need to get my friends back. And then we also see how bad it got in the Fire Nation, because even the monks who were supposed to be peacemakers really bought all in with the Fire Lord. So only like a few followers like protected the Avatar and all that stuff. So we get that. We also get introduced to this bounty hunter that, you know, has a crush on Captain
June is cute. I like the casting of June.
Uncle Iroh. So like, you know, like it's always like, you're lucky I didn't kill you, but because he's so cute, they're like, what? Well, yeah, it's Garson
Daddy.
Tama, man. Yeah, she has a daddy issues. Yeah, but anyways, but yeah. So for me, an issue on that is like, okay, this bounty hunter went to the shrine in the Fire Nation, paralyzed all these monks, and wasn't caught. She's really good.
He's really good.
Like, is she Fennec Shand or Cad Bane or what?
But
But
I think the
whatever.
temple is like on a side island or something.
It
I
could
don't
be.
know.
It could be.
Monks too, so I mean maybe they're not full
They're not
fighters.
like
Yeah.
in the middle of, I know.
Yeah. And I think one of the monks is like the guy. I mean, there's a lot of people from Lost in this show. I think that's Pierre Chang or something like that. The guy in the Dharma videos. I think he's one of the monks. But anyways. But yeah, so Aang gets captured by the bounty hunter. And she said, like, hey, you're trying to fix the world. I like the world as it is. So it also shows a little bit of, do people really need to be saved, or some people are happy about the situation? So there's also that. But I guess with the limited amount of episodes, they really can't flesh that out yet. Maybe in season 2 they could do that. I don't know. I haven't seen the cartoons, that's why I'm, you know. And then going to episode 7. Oh, before episode 6 ended, so Zuko, which I think is I think out of the kid actors is the one who's very solid in the acting, is as a Dallas Liu. Plus, he actually is a martial artist. Anyways, he.
Azula?
No, Zuko.
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 I think among the kids, he's top.
He's the top actor, right? Plus, you know, when he gets to act against Daniel Day-Kim and Uncle Iroh, you really have to bring it, right?
Yeah, they give him some good scenes.
Yeah.
That
Well written.
vulnerable part where he said no against like the plans of one of Daniel Day Kim's lieutenants. He was very kind of like, but your plan is stupid, or something like
Oh,
that. It's
yeah.
like, oh, that's a good, oh, okay. You don't have to be
Yeah.
angry all the time. Yeah,
Yeah.
you can act scared. I like that.
Plus, it also shows how the Fire Nation treats its assets, right? Oh, you're just an asset. We'll use you as a distraction. You all get killed off for the.
But
for
ano, the, this the, is also where ano eh, I think it kind of deviated from the anime because they're giving more heart to mm-hmm. Ozai than I think the Ozai in the anime was just ruthless and basically evil and stuff.
Yeah.
But here, yeah. Daniel K. Day's Ozai is just. He really thinks this is what's good for Zuko to get rid of weakness.
Yeah.
And it breaks his heart, but that's his philosophy. You know? Strength, yeah. Compassion is weakness. But I don't know if it was emphasized here enough, but that's why Zuko was torn because of the mom. The mom is like compassion and stuff. So that's what.
Yeah.
That's why he had the heart to fight.
Because I think the mom is not Fire Nation, if I'm not mistaken. I think she's somewhere else. I've seen in one of those videos. Check me on the comments, or you know, if you know the lore better than me. But anyways, so Zuko, there's a little bit more backstory with Zuko. That so it turns out that the 41st Division that he saved ended up being in exile with him.
I mean,
it was obvious, but it was a nice
episode. It's obvious. It's like it's a cinema scene, a sin, but it made sense. It so when his crew kind of like mutinied against him, Iroh had to like, hey, you guys would have been dead if it weren't for Zuko. So you know, I think
this one was appreciated more. This one's on Iroh. He could have dropped that 2 years ago. You know, I understand
that secrecy, right?
I know not saying it agad. Maybe wait a year, but it's been 3 years. Yeah. I mean, it's been a year too.
Like, at least it wasn't 5 years. They didn't expect them to find the Avatar that quick.
Yeah, plus I think for me, like especially when he's, you know, as an experienced general, you would know there's like murmurs of discontent among the crew. That would have been crucial information.
I know.
Because especially, you know, to really get the full loyalty to Zuko, I mean, if they had full loyalty, Zhao would not even find out about the Avatar because nobody would have talked to his. But anyway, but that's we're.
And so I give it 1 year because I know he knows Zuko doesn't want them to know. So maybe hold off for a year. But after a year, maybe you know start spreading some seeds.
Exactly. So Zuko, because he found out that Zhao was able to capture Aang, decided to rescue him in the most fortified fort, which wasn't, it didn't feel fortified to me. But anyways, you know, he was able to save Aang. And of course, and I like the kind of speech that Zhao said, because he has like this writer, right? Like he's basically writing his headlines or whatever. Like, because Aang was worried. Oh, you're gonna kill me! Like, no, I'm not gonna kill you. Because if I kill you, then I'll have to search you for you again. It's too much work. So you'll survive. You won't thrive, but you'll survive.
Has so many line deliveries that are like off for me. I don't know why.
But... I mean, for me, because of the actor was from Rush Hour, right? Nothing beats wipe yourself. You're bleeding.
It's just weird. Like he'd be like in a serious tone, and then he'd say something in a weird way, and then go back. So it's like it was very offbeat for me. I didn't like it.
I mean, maybe that's just the way he.
It's just me. Something. But this is my favorite action sequence. Zuko in the bridge. There was this move as soon as they get to the bridge. Where somebody throws something from behind Zuko and he does this spin and then he hits it. Yeah. It was so. The choreography was so good and less edits as well. The fight with Ozai and Zuko, less edits as well.
Yeah.
Though I have to say, the kicks with the fire, it's too fancy that I don't think it's gonna hit anyone. Even somebody like me, a fat slob. If you go, you do like a roundhouse spinning kick. Like I'm gonna dodge that shit.
Looks I mean, cool though. I really like.
There's how it only looks. One it looks way cool. That's gonna hit me, and I'm gonna know that it's coming. But it Yeah, well, cool. You don't see Ozai doing that shit. Did he do that shit? He did not do that.
No, Ozai is more direct. But anyways, like, you know, it feels like the old Street Fighter character, Fei Long.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a way, if they wanted to do live action, there's your template, there's your assets, right? But yeah, but that bridge scene, the one you're talking about, even without knowing that about how the cartoon progressed, I know that they're going to be working together eventually. And I think, and I know that Zuko's going to teach Aang firebending. So, spoiler alert, bleh, you know, whatever, right? I mean, it's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah, there were good scenes with them, like, they're connecting. Yeah,
because even Aang said, like, you know, in a different time, we would have been friends. Because one of his best friends was a Fire Nation before the war, right? And, of course, Zuko felt it also.
He's just
in denial, yeah.
There's too much, yeah, into this dad, so.
Yeah. Anyways, episode 7 is the North. So they all made it to the Water Tribe.
Here's where Katara, some of my issues come in.
Yeah, I mean,
they could have put more progress for Katara in the middle episodes. How does she go from knowing a whip to using icicles in a fight with the master?
There was like one small part about the discs in episode 5.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. And then I forgot about the discs.
And then she did the
bam, episode 7. And then
she holds her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I did like the water healing trope. Mm-hmm.
This is one of my pet peeves for healing in a movie. The blood shouldn't go away. If the cut heals, the blood will still be around it. You know what I mean?
Think they absorb the blood, they break it down and bring
for
it.
For this one, I may give a pass because the water can bring the blood inside, but then that's like infection. But either way, but it's just my pet peeve. Like, if like, especially yeah. I want to see this for like Wolverine. If he gets cut and it heals, the blood should still be outside. It's like, anyways.
I guess they're just too lazy to wipe it.
I know.
To wipe it. But I did like the concept of it. Now, of course, you know, as Master Paco said, is Paco, whatever. Water is the element of change, and yet they're the more not changing because only the men fight, the women heal. Like, oh, okay, so you're using 50% of your population and not the entire.
And if I was Aang, like when he said that he doesn't even know the elements, I'm like, fucking, he's fucking 12, bro. Exactly. What do you think is supposed to teach him? He just learns by himself.
I think they're just like they have this like super weird vision of who the Avatar.
I know, but once he comes here and he's fucking 12, I mean before that maybe, but when you see him, he's like a fucking kid.
Maybe they thought that once you're an Avatar, you're already built in.
Oh, maybe
you already know everything. It's like
you're already OP without the HP.
Especially because their Avatar disappeared. Because
they thought that the Avatar disappearing is an Avatar training for 100 years. Like, no, he was frozen. He was frozen in carbonite.
So, sleeping, dude.
Yeah. You know, it's not like Demolition Man that there's training being implanted in you. But yeah, I mean, the whole North Tribe, I mean, my favorite part, I mean, of course, a lot of people online didn't like her that much. But I think it's just the wig. The wig did suck. I get it. But Princess Yue.
Oh yeah, it took me a while to place her, but then I remember.
Oh yeah, she's the girl. She's the chick from Prey, and I'm Prey, like, yeah.
Amber Mid Thunder. Mm-hmm. It took me a while.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Yep. That's Prey. Yep. See, mm-hmm. She did. It took me a while to. So it's just not.
So
me.
I didn't even recognize her.
The wig sucks, though.
Say what you will about the actor who played Sokka, but he got to kiss two hot chicks, man. Seriously.
See, that's okay. We're at that point where this is, I think, what broke me with the series. Sokka got two of the best women in the entire universe of Avatar by doing nothing within a day.
Well, come on, bro.
His girlfriend turned into the moon, man.
Dude, hanging out. Dude, being in the Avatar's party, brings cred.
Even if you're the Avatar yourself, that's the thing too. They didn't even have a crush on the avatar himself.
Such he's a 12. Psychic.
He's 12.
Well, it doesn't matter. But for me, it's like after I thought that I forgot that they were gonna have a thing, or I didn't even remember the Sokka having a thing with that this priestess. But after I realized, like, oh shit, no, I unsubscribed right away.
Well, the thing too is like Hans. Or Han, or whatever that guy's name in the tribe, was supposed to be her husband, but she called off the wedding because the man of her dreams was Sokka, which is she is the fox that Sokka bumped into in the spirit.
But how did she know?
So apparently, because you know, the moon spirit, because she was supposed to be dead as a baby, right? So the moon spirit kind of like gave her a piece of her life, you know, like a horcrux.
So she
basically
saw the future.
So she kind of, the spirit world, you know, I mean.
No, she just has
she
part
has
of the moon spirit in her.
Part of the moon spirit. Yeah, and the thing like, is.
So she can travel the spirit world.
If you're an elemental spirit, basically you kind of like time is time. Like, you know, you're, you know, Victor Timely. It's time is relative, you know. But basically, I guess she dreamt about that moment. And then maybe with the pacing, maybe the spirit world thing would have been like months before, and she was supposed to marry this guy. And then,
if Jong unsubscribed with Sokka, this is for me where this is not on the series, this is on Avatar, the media itself, like maybe the original one, where I don't like these tropes where all of their waterbending is from the spirit. And the spirit on that night is mortal. And then there's this guy who knows about it, and he can kill him, and he kills all the waterbending in the world. That was too much for me. Like,
I did like the line of, well, I'm not a monster. I'm not going to kill the ocean spirit, because that means I would kill all the waterbenders tribe. I'm just going to take away their power. Like, okay.
That would just
but again,
offer me, like, there's too many things to align to get that. Like,
I mean, that's the world building for you, because that so that implies that the fire, earth, and what's the other one? Fire, earth, air came from somewhere too, because it can't just be one tribe is spirit based and the others are just like natural. Like, no, so yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
It's just too many factors. The spirit and the moon.
So many
had
things
to be,
coincidentally happened.
Had to be. Alive for one day. It had to be that day. He had to know about it. He had to have the weapon for it. He had to get there. He had to find it.
a lot of cinema sins, man. But again, it's Avatar. Plus, it's a kids show, so you know. Let's be honest here. It's a kids show.
And
but, yeah.
I had an issue with Iroh as well. Like, he already know what Zhao was gonna do, and he waits the last minute to attack him. Like, you know, he's gonna kill this thing that's gonna affect the world, and you wait last second before you attack. Kill it now! I'm sure he could have taken all of them, those four firebenders.
And the thing too is, like, for me, I mean, Sokka and Princess Yue, they're watching there, and they already know what was going to happen.
Yeah, and Iroh hit him, diba? That's why he dropped the bag.
The knife.
And then he dropped the bag.
Yue, yeah.
And then Iroh wouldn't follow up, and he just went, oh, wait, no. And then he was able to stab it. Like,
well, plus for me, with Princess Yue, you could waterbend the bag out of that thing and just protect
Aang,
basically.
Why not push Zhao? Why do you have to do that
Aang
slow move?
Aang wasn't. Oh yeah, that's true. Because I think Aang made it back there. Yeah,
but he was. Yeah, you know, he levitated again, it a little bit, just enough for it to be stopped.
he basically served it to him, right? But again, like so things like that, you know, cinema sins, right? It's kind of like, you know, we have this term, sabi ni dereke, so let's just do that, right? But a lot
many
of things.
Deus Ex Machina.
Exactly. So they could have just solved the problem easily. but they didn't do it. But again, that's how they
And
the story
also, one of
progressed.
my gripes is like, you don't think that that fleet could have taken that town
They
anytime
could have.
for the past 100 years? That fleet, they would have taken the towns
But the, here's
easily.
the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, so it's not, well, maybe not everybody knows the info, but you know, I'm sure the very spiritual firebenders could have, like, you know what? If we tried to take the northern tribes during that one day that their gods are mortal, we could do it. But
I
in
mean,
the
they
past
were
100 years,
winning
they couldn't.
already. They were winning, and it was the strongest knight of the waterbenders. That, and they had
Yeah,
enough
so
forces to spare to take Omashu.
well, as it revealed, in episode 8, that the Northern Tribe attack was just a diversion because they really
that was
wanted to
just
attack
a diversion.
Omashu.
That force.
And I'm like, so the Fire Nation is just a nation of diversions, you know, that stuff. Well, okay, going forward, so of course, you
they
know.
Didn't even have. Did the water have any attacks? I didn't see them attack the ship. They only blocked the catapults.
They blocked,
I
and
don't
then
think
they had
did
range.
Did they have range? What did they shoot?
They have
I
range
don't think they
attacks.
have.
But the thing is, they really made it seem like it's an on. Okay, we've had siege battles in other media, right? So it's kind of like Helm's Deep-ish. But yeah, I mean, it's just basically to show how overwhelming force is the Fire Nation. And then now
and
that
how did this Northern Tribe survive for this long?
I guess
I
cold.
thought Ozai wanted shit done. Why? Even an issue.
Well, I don't know. Again, just a lot of. I mean, again, it's a children's show, right? So, I mean, if they really made Avatar: The Last Airbender more of an adult,
no, I don't know if this is about the show or the original show or this Netflix. I mean, they could have given them. They could have made it a little more 50-50. That's all I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
they could have made it a fight. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the thing
this
is,
one was just overwhelming force by one side, and then.
Well, what they could have done, set design wise, they could have made the tribe like at the end of this really tight river, so only one single file ships
what,
could come in. That would make sense,
yeah,
right? Because
or
at least,
make it just give them more firepower to make it hard to get there or to get through
because
them.
At least if it's a single file ship, your numbers don't mean shit because now you're just easy target, right? Or if they had icicles or
I think
ice
they
balls.
just needed to give them some more offensive power.
So, and the thing
in
is,
a
like,
way,
but anyways, like, you know, as you could see in the battle of Baku and Katara, she held her own.
And here's Katara, who just learned icicles, holding on.
Icicles.
Who just learned waterbending in, is this a few months, a few weeks? Holding in a wound, again,
right?
Not only against a master of waterbending, a master of firebending also.
Yeah, it's like the idea of, like, I was surprised that, you know, within an episode, she became from nobody to a master.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. Half an episode.
Like, fucking.
So talk about people having issues with Rey using the Force real quickly. There you go, right? But again, I read online, like, you know, Aang should have been, at this point, should have learned these other elements. Like, okay, so you want your main character to be overpowered already? No, that's not a good story, right? So, yeah, so in 8, I mean, so, yeah, so as we talked about already, Zhao was able to kill the Moon Spirit, so Moon Knight fans, you know.
The moon
yeah.
disappears.
The moon disappears, and then Aang was just, you know, of course he was presented with this decision that, okay, in order to save the water tribe, at least the people of it, he has to make the decision to become the ocean spirit. And this became Godzilla. I mean, I wasn't thrilled with the CGI on this one.
I think it was okay. My issue was,
it
how
was,
many times is it going to scream? It screams so many times. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
every move,
that was grating to me towards
every
the
time
end.
They showed it, there was always a scream, like, oh,
like for me, it, yeah, it, that sequence could have been like maybe 15 seconds, 20 seconds shorter, and maybe
and
save
it moves
money
so
on the budget.
Slow.
And yeah,
I
like
the design though, like okay, so
yeah,
cool.
It
looked like
no, I mean even the CGI looked good for me. It just so slow.
I remember the Junin of Gaara, right?
Gaara. It looked a little bit like that.
Yeah. But yeah, but for me, it's like, okay, so now he's destined to be a wandering spirit. Okay, I get it. So that's why Yue was able to, like when Sokka decided, well, is there a way to revive like what you did Momo?
And I, right? Sorry, and I also didn't like the trope of, oh, you need to do this alone without your friends. Typical TV trope. But I understand it's from the children's review. And I'm happy that they only took less than an episode to deal to for him to realize that I need my friends. I'm Aang.
Yeah. 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 And the thing is, like, even with Princess Yue, so, I mean, you know, she didn't die alone. She became the moon. And there's like a meme in the cartoons, like, oh, my girlfriend became a moon. And then Zuko's like, oh, that's rough, buddy. And, you know, I mean, so I do get it. But again, like, for me, it's like, oh, you had Amber Mid Thunder. You could have used her a few more times. But then again, I want more Suki too.
I like
so
Suki
we'll see.
Also.
So, but again, you know, I mean,
I was researching. Yeah, anyways, I don't think even in Korra, it's not confirmed who he ends up with.
Who
Sokka ends up with?
Oh,
it's not
even
confirmed.
In Korra?
Yeah,
I forgot. I mean, I don't even remember. I forgot.
Because in Korra, Aang already had kids with Katara, right?
Yeah, that's confirmed. But they didn't confirm who Sokka ends up with.
So Sokka became a playboy and he's still alive. But
Korra, yeah, look at that.
Hell yeah, okay. But again, you know, like it's a kid show, right? Anyways, but yeah. So we found out that it's a diversion, and then of course, what if the Jeros told Ozai, like, hey, you know, Zuko's ship was part of that attack, and Ozai was like, well, if he's strong, he'll survive.
I mean,
wow.
To be honest, that's what I would have said. Like, I'd be hoping in my heart that if he's strong,
alive.
He'll survive. Yeah, that's what I think. He's strong, so I think he'll survive. That's, what else can you do? I mean, it's miles away.
Yeah.
It's probably
And the thing is, like, okay, so Zhao told Zuko that, well, you're just being a pawn. You're basically the reason Azula is so strong. It's like your dad played games with both of you kids to make you both stronger. So
that was a cool explanation for me. Like, I didn't like Zhao a lot, basically all of the things that Chubax mentioned about the Deus Ex Machina and stuff and just being the right place at the right time. But when he was explaining that, it's like, I believed it. Like, oh, okay. Your dad loves you in weird ways.
Yeah, and the thing is, because of that explanation, I would get the heel turn that Zuko will actually help Aang just to piss off his dad. I get it now. But what I don't get, maybe in the cartoons it's more explicit, is Zhao dead? Because Iroh and Zuko kind of burned him, but he fell in that water. So, as you know, your typical
in the anime,
he died.
Was taken by the spirit thingy.
By the
moon spirit or something. So he's basically in that spirit world.
Okay, so he's off the board now. So
yeah, he's off the board.
Ideally, we don't see him in season 2 anymore, right?
No. I mean, if they're going to see him, they're going to be in the spirit world.
Spirit.
That's about it.
All right, cool. Okay. So yeah, so because like the usual trope, no body, not confirmed.
I think
dead,
they saw,
right?
show the body that was burnt, but...
Yeah, but you know, again, it was quite chaotic. That action, that set piece was quite chaotic as well. I did like the effect that when the moon died, it got dark, and then everybody's like, "I can't bend, I can't."
And it was
bend.
Like black and white, a little black and
white.
Yeah,
it was almost
like grayish, like desaturated.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Dune, but we'll talk about Dune.
You'll have till next week, Zong. Watch it next week for try to watch this week for next
try
week
to
so
watch
you can join us.
It's a infrared shots. I mean, I'm excited just for that, the infrared shots.
It's short,
okay.
But
still, I mean, the blacks, you know,
that's another part. I love the choices. It's like, yeah,
yeah.
Denis shot it infrared black and white, but in the books, it's just like the planet is polluted and the sun can't get through the polluted sky. That's why it looks like that. It's like, oh, cool. Much yeah. more cool.
But the way it was shot is much better shot, right? But anyways, going back to Avatar, I mean, for me, if they spent more than $20 million on this episode, they could have saved a lot of money on CGI and even set pieces by compressing it a little bit. But they'll learn in season two. They don't have to blow their load at the last episode or something like that. And let's be honest, they're going to be a season two. I mean, it's number one in 73 countries. And hopefully, our concerns will be addressed. Acting lessons to the main cast. It's not that hard. They're young. And in the press tours, I mean, yeah, Gordon is a kid. Ooh, he's a kid. And for me, if I was... how old is he now? 13, 14?
So that's the main... So when I saw the interview at Jimmy Fallon,
he's 14. Dude,
the voice, it's just... I think it's only 8, 10 months since they last filmed. So different. Yeah. The voice is so low. It's like, oh, his my voice. God. I'm glad that they didn't have that
he got
timeline
puberty.
Thing that they did. Yeah. Oh.
But the thing is, they could address that.
Yeah, I mean, they could just extend the Avatar TV series timeline so that they can account for the changes.
They could do a time jump. And the thing is, now that they know that, you know, it's not a flop, right? It's not like...
It's not bad. It's not
Cowboy Bebop, right?
Which Cowboy Bebop I loved? Oh.
See, even though you liked it, but the audience... I get what Chewbacca is saying about the anime casting and adaptation, because anime has such it's almost Star Wars level of fanaticism with anime, that any deviation from what they saw in anime is always bad.
But the problem with that is for the filmmakers is some shit don't translate well.
Exactly. And what's the point? Just watch the fucking anime.
Yes, I agree with you.
Right? So for me, the changes in One Piece,
it's just
the changes
toxic,
in
toxic fandom.
Yeah, the changes in Avatar, even Yu Yu Hakusho, the changes that they did, whether good or bad, it's necessary. It's necessary, right? And Netflix will, they're going to be shooting themselves in the foot if they don't do at least a season two.
I'm sure. I mean, they've built so many assets for.
Yeah, and the thing too is,
and like Zhong said about One Piece, where, it's driving viewers to the anime.
Exactly, so, and the thing is, the fandoms that we have. If you didn't like this adaptation, there's always the cartoon. It's not as if the cartoon got erased. I mean, if you like with Star Wars, if you didn't like the sequels, fine, don't watch it. Just remain in your trilogy or prequels, but don't bash people who like the sequels. Same thing with all these adaptations. It's not as if when the One Piece live action came out, it erased the 20 years of anime. No, it's not. I mean, just, it could always go back to the anime, right? But the fact, for me, I mean, recapping everything with Avatar Last Airbender, I wish I had time. I have time right now to watch the cartoons. It led me to the cartoons again. Because now I'm like, now I know there's a payoff, plus it's going to get better. Now I want to, for me, I can't, if it takes a year or two for season two to come out, I might watch the cartoons just to get my questions answered. Like, what's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, I saw the interview with Rufio and Dallas.
Yeah. Rufio.
Dude, man, like, if Rufio approved of you, man, that's... And even, even Rufio was like, Dev Patel, we're the three people who played Zuko. And I like that. Like, even though, of course, the movie did suck, Rufio kind of respected Dev Patel enough to, okay, you know what? It's not your fault, buddy. That's rough, buddy. The movie sucked, but you know. But yeah, I mean, you know, the people who are bashing this adaptation in the fandom, like, guys, come on. Like, you know. But anyways, there's a was it a mid-credit scene or something like that? So Azula became Kakashi. Yes,
No,
there's lightning now.
she. No, I think that's the like the each element has a higher level, and
Oh,
for fire it's lightning.
so it's like
So
Pokemon,
like
yeah.
Ozai can do that as well.
Water, ice, diba?
Yeah, so water is like
Water,
ice.
ice.
I
What
don't
is
know
wind?
what I don't know. Let me research it. But yeah.
Because what's the next level for Earth, right?
I think
It's
maybe magma
lava.
or something, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because okay, so yeah, so I did like the Kakashi, yeah, Chidori type of assets. Okay, that's fine. But yeah, I mean, again, I'm going ahead of myself. But season two, I can't wait. But
Okay, so here, like,
knowing,
for water
okay,
bending,
go ahead.
there's blood bending. I think
Ooh,
that's in Korra. Earth is metal. And fire is
metal. Okay,
lightning
metal
and blue
bending.
fire. So it's advanced form of air bending. That's what he's asking.
What's airbending? Fart.
I don't know. Some guy said, what did he do with the marbles? I'm not.
Because the thing is, when I thought about
It's
it,
maybe
if you're an
flight and astral
airbender,
projection, though.
oh,
Oh, okay. That
but the
makes
thing is,
sense.
with airbending, it can be very deadly. Because the thing is, all right, I'll take away the air around you, suffocate. Right? I mean, you could technically do that, right? But anyways, but you know, airbenders are more peaceful. More he did explain it's more defense than attack, right? But yeah, again, like so with succeeding seasons. So what? Avatar's like four seasons. The cartoons. Learn
Book.
from Lord of the Rings. Learn from other media. Shoot them all at the same time. Because these kids will grow up. You
No,
don't
like
want a 30-year-old.
what Zhong said, they didn't give a date, so they could just put
They
time
could, yeah,
jumps.
they could make the timeline a little longer and
Yeah.
then change. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I hopefully with the success of Dune, more and more smart writers and showrunners
Yeah.
will take more risks in terms of changing the source material to make more sense to the times and stuff like that. So yeah,
Exactly.
they can really, you
Yeah.
know,
And the
in
thing is,
extend
like,
the Dune,
again,
like
a Dune part two, they cut out a time jump.
a lot. I mean,
It's supposed to be like
even
a 2 year time jump, but they made it like months
big.
long.
I mean, if I didn't, because I have no knowledge of Dune at all, at least the books, all the reviews, the synopsis that I've seen, like they cannot believe that very, very well. The fans thought that they were very, very important details, but if you really think about it critically, yeah, it makes sense. Like with the sister, right? It's on the book. It's a very important part in the book. It's very, very clear of what their sister does. They totally changed that because in the end, it's like it's creepy. It's creepy to have a little tiny baby walking around like
It's
that. So
already
like,
creepy how
yeah.
they did it, but it was good.
Yeah, but it's like
Yeah.
now it's even smarter, right? So it's
So
cool.
yes, yeah. So again, like what you just said, John, like so Netflix hopefully green lighting two to four, season two to four. $20 million of budget, maybe add five more.
Oh,
Five
I
million.
was gonna say maybe just
No, no, add five more million for writers. Just writers. The 20 million that they have right now with the episodes, I think they could get it tighter. I mean, talk to the effects people in RRR for crying out loud. I mean, if they could, I mean,
I
that had
know, right?
firebending. That had firebending.
Okay, give us your rating, Carney.
Yeah, but my rating. What was my rating last time?
Think you did 9, right? Or 8?
I think I gave it a 9.
No, you
I'll
gave
say
it an 8.
I
The
gave it
two
an
of you
8.
gave it 8.
I'll give it. I'll give it an 8. Because again, it didn't like okay, like what Jong said, I do agree with some of it, and like what you said, I also, but it didn't push it back to the like okay, again, it's not One Piece that just got better the whole thing, it just got better, right? 8, I'll give it an 8.
I'm giving it a 7. Again, it's the inefficiencies or the inadequacies of the pacing and their choices and the acting just wore on me as because I saw this I blocked off Thursday night to watch all of these straight, and then I was like, oh, okay, this I didn't have as much fun as the first time, but again, it's not bad. It's still super entertaining. I think majority of the effects was really good. Majority of the costume, I actually really like
the costume designers. Costume. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you see something bad, it's really bad. Like we saw the Bimu, his
oh
friend,
my God.
Horrible. the
sidebar when Bimu was captured, I'm like, yes.
when the wig was of the priestess, just,
yeah,
jarring. But again, that's why I love the masks episode, because the monsters look good.
Oh,
the
yeah. That
tone
monster
looked
looks
good,
scary.
The mask looked good. So like, wow, that was a good filler episode for me. So I really, really enjoyed that. Max?
At the start of the review, I was high on it, but after talking about it, I went down. I'll give it a 7 again. I was gonna give it an 8, but I'll drop down to 7. I enjoyed it. I hope it's a lot of good things in the second season, in the second half, but also a lot of bad, particularly Zhao and the Moon Spirit thing. Really vibe with that. But yeah, looking more for Zuko and but spoiler, I think Zuko joins Team Avatar. I think, because again, I haven't seen it, but I think Book 3. So hopefully
Book
that's
3,
season
yeah.
3.
I mean,
I've seen pictures of them again.
Yeah, there's a redemption arc first, but yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, I hope they cast the correct Toph.
Oh, yeah. Because I've been hearing about Toph a lot. And
the blind earthbender.
Yeah, I think he's. I've seen a TikTok of all of their jokes about the blind person. It's like, oh, this is so cool that they're doing that. Okay, very progressive.
The outrage if they cast somebody who's not blind.
I'm sure it's. See, that's the thing. If they cast somebody that is blind, the risk is they're not acting well enough.
It's a woke
and
acting.
Then
yeah. And
they cast somebody that is not blind, but a good actor. Their complaint would be, you know, why are you not crossing?
I'd be fine if it's not blind. They just try. If they can find somebody,
it needs to be good for me. Priority is good. Look at fucking nobody's complaining about Daredevil.
Charlie Cox. Well,
yeah.
Charlie Cox is Charlie
really
Cox.
Good. Yeah, we love him.
Yeah, but I mean, let's see, because the Earthbenders.
I mean, it is acting in the end. You know, you're acting
in the
to
end,
be somebody
acting,
else.
Right?
You know.
So I think okay. So the Northern Tribe or the Water Benders. More of Native Americans, right? Fire Nation is more of Asians or Chinese Asians. Earthbenders seem like they're Indians.
Could be, yeah.
So are they gonna hire
Middle Eastern.
An Indian girl, Middle Eastern lady? Maybe
Toph
Layla
was,
from
Toph was like
I, what,
Asian.
Yeah. But Layla is older though. Like the actress is older, so now maybe not. Maybe they'll find an
And they're
Middle
gonna get
Eastern
the younger one.
Indian.
Yeah.
Maybe Iman Vellani, but that's too big of a name. No, too big of a name. Yeah. I mean, she could be great. I mean,
she's a good actor. All right.
She's a great actor and make her blind. I mean, but anyways, whatever, we're speculating.
That is our review of the second half and the first season of Avatar, The Last Bender. Again, if you watch it, come back, discuss with us. Next week, we'll be discussing Dune Part 2 as our movie of the week. I'm very, very excited.
Hopefully, I get to watch it either tonight or tomorrow.
Watch it IMAX,
because Jessica wants to watch it. Because Jessica wants to, you know.
Watch it IMAX, please.
It is a cinematic experience that everybody should really, really enjoy. I'm very, very happy about it.
I'm in for Lady Jessica, man. And I'm going to try to get that popcorn.
Every single one on the screen. Starsgard, Austin Butler, Timothée Chalamet.
It's like Oppenheimer also.
You have Anya Taylor-Joy. And Florence Pugh. I mean, come on.
Even the best friend of Chani can't miss. Like not a single person on screen. Oh my god. Well, we can't wait to discuss it next week. But again, thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel, youtube.com/plus63hp. We're on twitch.tv/plus63hp, and our handle for all of the socials is @plus63hp. On behalf of Trubox, on behalf of Arnie, thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you in the next video. Bye.
Bye.
Yep, yep.